This way. This is the Jefferson's apartment, the one I was telling you about. They're not at home now.
Not home? Estelle, do you mean you dragged me down here?
Martin, you're a drag wherever you are.
Careful, Estelle.
No problem at all. I have a pass key. As long as Mr. Whittendale sent you, I'm sure it'll be perfectly all right. Ah, here we are. This is the living room, the dining area. And here is a very large terrace with a lovely view.
Oh, really? What can you see?
The outside. It's a little joke I use sometimes.
Very little.
Would you like to see the bedrooms now?
Are you sure the Jeffersons won't mind?
Not at all. The doorman told me they were away at a wedding. Now, the bedrooms are right this way. Come, come, come.
Here comes the bride, running for all she's worth. Let's get her married before she gives birth.
That's a good one, pal.
Yeah, I'm full of them.
He's full of champagne from the wedding. He's acting a little silly because he drank too much.
He'd be acting silly if he didn't drink enough. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I thought it was funny.
No, I mean the cigar. You're not supposed to smoke in here.
Don't worry about it. I won't arrest you.
No, the law's the law. You know, it's a shame to waste it. Why don't you take it?
Okay, thanks. See you later. Come on, will you?
I hope the smoke didn't bother you.
Oh, no, not at all.
I wasn't even thinking when I lit it.
It's okay. Forget it.
All right, just as long as you're sure you're not mad.
Oh, calm down, George. It was just a practical joke.
Yeah, but it scared the hell out of me.
But why? You always shooting your mouth off anyway.
That ain't funny.
Oh, come on, George. Florence has the day off and it'll just be the two of us.
So?
So, you know what weddings do to me.
That's right. What are we waiting for?
Oh, I'll never forget our wedding night.
Yeah, we couldn't afford a motel, so we had to stay at my house.
Remember the hard time you had carrying me across the threshold?
Well, it wasn't my fault. Mama wouldn't unlock the door.
Well, at least after we were married a month, we finally had enough money to go away for the weekend.
Yeah, then we had to stay at that motel by the railroad tracks, and every hour the bed was shaking.
Well, just think how bad it would have been if the trains were running.
The master bedroom has lots to offer.
Yes, bathroom has possibilities, too.
Oh, I think so, too.
George, somebody broke into our apartment.
Shh, stand back, me donkey.
Oh,
bust your brains, and that's what I'm going to do.
Hold it. I'm Mr. Curtis.
What?
I work for Mr. Whittendale, remember?
Oh, yeah, Whittendale.
Oh, you're the man who rented us our apartment.
Right.
What are you doing here now?
Well, you see, I...
Get a load of these monstrosities. Hello.
Huh? Who the hell are they?
The foxes.
The foxes? Well, she ain't too bad, but he's a real stiff.
Here, Estelle, you hold this end.
All right.
5'10", just right.
Hey, would you mind explaining to me what the
hell you're just checking on where to put my piano.
I know exactly where you can put it.
Really? Would you hold this for a second?
What?
What's the reading?
What?
What does it say in the tape measure?
About 8 feet.
Perfect.
Ow! Damn it!
Mr. Curtis, would you please tell us what's going on?
Well, I tried calling earlier, but you weren't home.
How did you get in?
Well, I used my pass key. Ralph said you were at a wedding.
What gives you the right to come busting in here when ain't nobody home?
Well, this is Mr. Whittendale's building, and the Foxes are friends of Mr. Whittendale's. They've just moved here from upstate, and they're looking for an apartment.
But why are they looking in our apartment?
They want to see if they'd like living here.
In this building?
In this apartment.
We live here!
Yes, but your lease expires next month.
So what? We'll renew it.
Oh, well, I'm afraid it's not really up to you. You can only renew your lease if Mr. Whittendale wants you to stay.
That's illegal. Ain't it?
Not at all. It's on the lease that you signed.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll see about that.
He does not need painting, Martin. Whoever heard of a brown kitchen?
My mother's kitchen was brown.
That's because she never washed the walls.
Careful, Estelle.
What about the dining room? You want to paint this, too?
No, it looks fine.
Fine. Oh, it should be a warm pink.
What's wrong with the blue?
Oh, it's hideous. That's what's wrong with it. Oh, hello, Mrs.
Jefferson.
We were just admiring the dining room. Such a lovely color.
I found our lease.
Oh, good, George.
No, bad, Weezy. Whittendale doesn't have to renew our lease if he doesn't want to.
Just as I said.
You mean Mr. Whittendale would throw us out just like that?
Oh, no, he wouldn't do that.
Thank goodness.
He'll give you at least a week to find another apartment. Well, have you folks seen enough, huh?
Yes, and we love it.
Oh, now, you wouldn't want to move into this apartment.
Why not?
Well, there are a lot of reasons.
Like what?
Like, see that? There's so many reasons I can't even think of them all.
Well, they can't be very important.
It's a very noisy apartment.
Noisy?
Yes, from all the traffic on the street.
Jefferson, you're 12 stories up. You can't hear any street noise.
That's because we're up so high, all the noise from the airplanes drowns it out. And don't forget about the neighbors. Awful. Always knocking on your door, pestering you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Wonderful.
Well, we'll be happy just to have neighbors. We just moved from the country and our nearest neighbor was miles away. I never had anyone to talk to.
What about me?
Thank you for showing us the apartment.
Oh, but you can't.
Hey, Curtis, wait.
Yes?
You can always use some extra money, can't you?
Well, can't we all?
How does 500 sound?
Oh, like a symphony.
Well, just call me Beethoven.
Well, what's this for?
For you. All you got to do is tell Whittendale to let us stay in this apartment.
I'm afraid that's out of the question. You see, the Foxes are friends of Mr. Whittendale's. However, if you're interested, there is a small one-bedroom apartment vacant on the third.
Get out of here.
Well, it's as good as my apartment.
Oh, George, this is terrible. We are losing our apartment.
Yeah, I don't want to move out of here. I like this place. I got my main store downstairs.
Oh, this is awful.
Yeah, it's all your fault.
My fault?
Yeah, that's right. If you let me make friends with Whittendale like the Foxes did, he'd be giving us our apartment.
I never stopped you.
Yes, you did. Every time I tried to find a new way to make friends with Whittendale, you said it was dumb.
It was dumb. Especially when you bought those bicycles because you heard Mr. Whittendale rode his bike in the park every Sunday.
Well, I thought it was a good way for me to casually bump into him.
But instead, you casually bumped into a rose bush, a fence, and a policeman.
Well, it would have worked for you to help me.
I did help you. I plucked the rose thorns out of your behind.
Yeah, well, you better really help me think of a good way to make friends with Whittendale now, or else we could just kiss this apartment goodbye.
Well, why don't you just call him?
Call him, Weezy, on the phone? Are you kidding? I can't do that.
Okay, then I'll do it.
Weezy, look, you don't just be calling Whittendale on the phone just like that.
It's worth a try. I'll just speak to him as one human being to another and invite him down for a drink.
Ha ha! As one human being to another? Are you crazy, Wheezy? Whittendale ain't no human being. He's a millionaire banker.
Hello? Who am I talking to? Oh, good. This is Louise Jefferson, apartment 12D. I just wondered if...
You're just making a fool of yourself, Wheezy, trying to talk to that man.
Oh, you do? How nice. I was just saying to my husband, why don't we invite Mr. Whittendale down for a drink? Oh, okay. Goodbye.
You see that? I told you he's wasting your time. Wheezy, when are you going to listen to me?
He'd be down in 20 minutes. Say what? He said he'd love to meet us.
Wheezy, I knew you could do it! Whittendale's coming down here. Do you know what this means?
Sure. The big cheese meets Mighty Mouse.
Hey, Wheezy, the place looks great.
Oh, thanks, George. I just hope Mr. Whittendale likes the way we're keeping it.
Look, Wheezy, don't worry about Whittendale. I use my personality on him.
Don't you think we're in enough trouble already? Now, look, we'll tell him how much we love the apartment and...
Wheezy, we don't mention the apartment until the time is right. First, we gotta get to be friends with him.
Oh, that must be him now.
Let me handle this. Oh, Bentley, what do you want?
Hello, Mr. J. I've got something I think you'd really like to see.
You know what I'd really like to see? You walking back to your apartment.
Oh, you've seen that before.
Oh, what is it, Mr. Bentley?
What I have, Mrs. J., is a colony of Hymenopterae.
Oh, how nice.
Commonly called an ant farm.
You mean you've got bugs in that case?
Why not? He's got bats in his belfry.
These little creatures have a lifestyle very similar to our own.
Oh, you mean they got nosy neighbors, too?
And ants are so efficient. Each one has a definite job. These are the workers here, and these here are the soldiers.
How can you tell?
By their large mandibles.
Mr. Bentley!
That's their jaws. And this one here is a queen.
How can you tell by the way he walks?
I don't mean to be rude, Mr. Bentley, but I hate ants. They give me the willies. Oh, would you mind taking them back to your apartment?
Oh, dear, I was hoping you could take them off my hands. You see, they were a gift, and I haven't the time to care for pets.
Look, Bentley, if you plan on leaving those ants here, you can forget that.
I agree with George, Mr. Bentley. Who would want to live with a bunch of ants?
A bunch of uncles?
Bentley!
Oh, oh, Your Majesty! Please don't hurt the poor kitten. After all, they just come from a broken home. Perhaps if I get some honey, we could trap them.
The apartment is crawling with ants. If Mr. Whittendale sees this, he'll throw us out before our lease is up.
Well, he ain't gonna see him if you hurry up and start the vacuum cleaner.
Are you sure it's okay to suck up a bunch of live ants in the vacuum?
Yeah, you're right. Maybe we should kill him first. Yeah.
I don't want to.
Oh, Weezy, look, these little things can't hurt you.
You can't even see them all. They blend right into the rug.
Start the vacuum! That's Whittendale. Turn off the vacuum.
I haven't even started it yet.
Good, put it away.
But what about the ants?
Look, Weezy, it'll be all right. Just don't let Whittendale go behind the sofa.
Oh.
Mr. Jefferson?
What do you want?
Your wife invited me down for a drink.
You, Mr. Whittendale?
Have been all my life.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
I got you again.
Oh, that was a good one. Louise, this is Mr. Whittendale.
You are?
Yeah, the funny guy from the elevator. Hey, that cigar joke was pretty funny. Right, Louise?
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, what about that drink?
You want one?
That's why I'm here, isn't it?
Oh, Louise will get it for you. Right, Louise, quick.
Sure. What do you drink, Mr. Whittendale?
What do you have?
Everything.
That's what I drink. But I'll start with scotch straight up.
Make that two, Louise.
Two. Right.
Uh. called tight socks. How'd you do in the market today?
Well, I didn't go shopping.
Didn't go shopping? Oh, hey, that's funny. Did you hear that one, Weezy?
Yeah. Here you go.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Jefferson. Well, here's how.
I'd like to make a toast.
Oh, let me get another drink, George, and I'll join you in that toast.
Oh, you don't have to do that, Mr. Whittendale. Oh, why don't you just take my drink?
Oh, but I don't want
to. Oh, go right ahead. I wasn't really thirsty anyway.
Well, if you insist. But let me make the toast. Here's to two of the nicest, friendliest people in the building.
Oh, I'll drink to that.
Mr. Whittendale, about our apartment.
Not yet, Weeze.
Something the matter?
Oh, no, I was wondering if this is real wool.
Camel hair.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Oh, I'll get it.
Here it is, honey.
How dare you call me honey?
Awfully nice of you to invite me down to your apartment.
Well, why not? You're a hell of a nice guy.
Gotcha.
What?
Oh, I was just saying I'm glad we finally got you to come down here.
About our apartment, Mr. Whittendale, George and I can't understand why...
Why we haven't invited you down before.
Oh, don't let it worry you, George. All my friends are caught up in the rat race, too.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, sure. You know, we used to go to the racetrack 2 or 3 times a week, but now they're all too busy.
Well, I ain't too busy. I'll go to the racetrack with you.
You will?
Yeah. If we hurry up, we can still make the second double.
Hey, that sounds great. I don't have any money on me.
Money? Look, don't worry about money. I got plenty of money. Here.
$300?
Look, don't worry about it. If anybody's good for it, you are.
Maybe your wife would like to go along, too.
No, I don't think so. I figure we go and clean up at the track, and Louise can clean up here. Right, Lee?
Right. Yeah.
Are you feeling okay? You both have been acting like you got ants in your pants.
Ants in your pants? That's a good one, ants in your pants.
Yeah! Ow!
What's the matter?
It's all right. Don't worry about it. She just laughed so loud, she snapped the girdle. See you later.
Bye. Bye. We're going to have a lot of fun at the track.
Large mandibles.
Well, horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy who says if the weather's clear, can do, can do.
This guy says the horse can do.
Did you two have a good time?
We had a great time.
Even if we didn't win no money.
Say, George, you don't mind if I make myself a drink, do you?
Oh, sure, Mr. Whittendale. Go right ahead.
Why don't you forget that Mr. Whittendale stuff, Louise? Just call me Whitty.
How do you like that, Wheezy? Whitty. See, ain't no way in the world Whittendale's gonna throw us out of here now.
Did he say that?
Say what?
Say that he's not gonna throw us out of our apartment.
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to ask him yet.
Sure.
Don't worry about it, Wheezy. I'll ask him as soon as I take care of these beers.
What beers?
The beers I drank at the track.
Ralph.
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson, ma'am.
Can I help you?
There you are, Mr. Whittendale, sir.
Oh, hiya, Ralph. Put her there.
No, thank you, sir. I've been burned, or should I say buzzed before.
You know that, Ralph? He's a smart cookie.
Why, thank you, sir. And I came right up here to tell you that your brother just called from Switzerland. He's coming home tomorrow afternoon, and he wants you out of his penthouse by the time he gets here.
Ralph, why did you tell HL I was here?
Because I'm a smart cookie, sir, who doesn't want to lose his job.
Wait a minute. You mean you are not H.L. Whittendale?
No, I'm R.S. Whittendale.
You don't own this building?
I don't own anything, just the clothes on my back.
Hey, Ralph. You looking for me for something?
No, sir. I just came to bring a message to Mr. Whittendale. Good afternoon for now, sir.
You know something, Weezy? That is the first time Ralph ever came into this apartment and didn't cost me nothing.
Don't be so sure.
Why don't you both join me in a drink?
Hey, Weezy. You should have heard my man Whitty at the track, boy. He had me laughing so hard. We were standing in line at the betting window, and this guy comes up and he says, what do you think of Injun Red in the fifth? And my man Whitty has said, I don't know about him, but I like Johnny Walker in the quart.
George, we have to talk.
Oh, yeah, Weezy. Now's the time. Hey, Woody, old buddy.
Yeah.
You know, I've been meaning to ask you something.
What is it, George?
Well, me and Weezy been hearing this rumor that we might have to move out of this building.
Really? I have to move out, too.
You just... Why would you have to move out of your own building?
George, Whitty here doesn't own this building.
You mean you sold it?
Sold it? I'd never owned it.
Well, how can that be? You H.L. Whittendale, ain't you?
No, H.L. is my brother. You see, I've been sort of staying up in his apartment while he's out of town, but he wants me out by tomorrow. That's what Ralph came up to tell me.
Your own brother throwing you out?
Yeah, you might say I'm the black sheep of the family.
I wouldn't say that.
I finished law school years ago and passed the bar, and I haven't passed another bar since.
Oh, Lord. We're in trouble now, Weezy. Whittendale's gonna throw us out of here for sure.
How can my brother throw you out? Don't you have a lease?
Yeah, but it expires next month.
Your brother wants to lease our apartment to friends of his.
Wait a minute, George. Didn't you tell me that you have a cleaning store in this building?
That's right. And I got a 10-year contract. Why?
Because there's a clause here which means that as long as your store lease is in effect, you cannot be forced to leave your apartment.
You sure?
Well, certainly I'm sure. I got straight A's in contract law.
You mean we don't have to leave our apartment?
Not unless you want to.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Hey, old Whitty saved the day. What about that, Weed?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Whittendale.
Oh, don't mention it. Well, I better be going. Oh, George, about that $300 you gave me.
Oh, forget it.
No, 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 I can't. I tell you what I will do. I will subtract it from the legal fees you owe me.
Legal fees?
Yeah, for the advice I just gave you.
You mean you're going to charge me for that?
Only $500. So you just owe me $200.
Pay him, George. It was worth it.
Yeah, it sure was. Yeah.
Thanks. You know, I better be careful. If business keeps up like this, I might have to pay taxes this year. Well, I was certainly glad to be able to help you. Well, so long, George. Ah, I got you again! You know, frankly, I don't know why you want this apartment. It's crawling with ants.
Well, I'm glad that's settled. We won't have to move after all.
Yeah, you know what else is great? We still got the rest of the day together.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
I think another ant just bit me.
Well, you can't blame the ants, Weezy. It ain't too often when they find something as sweet as you.
Oh, George!
Jefferson's was videotaped in front of a studio audience.